This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is a very special day. And before we begin, because we got a lot of news, we got to talk about these Obamacare premiums. We got to talk about our soldiers being forced to repay money that the government paid them. We're going to be talking about vaping, helping us lose weight. Got a whole bunch of stuff we got to talk about. But I have to say this. 14 years ago today, okay, very, very important day, all right, I was lying in a hospital bed getting my cervix ripened. Have you guys ever had your cervix ripened? I had to have it done twice, okay, because my cervix wasn't going to let anything come through, okay, and I'm lying there waiting for baby number two, Takitu, to come out. My first baby, we called him Taki when he was in my tummy. See how I taught the kids a lot. My uterus, okay, when he was in utero, first one was called Taki. So my next one was called Taki 2. You know, number two, you tagged him. All right, so here I am trying to get my cervix ripened, and boy, it was like brick and dry. It didn't want to ripen. So we had to go for another ripening. And I'm waiting, and all of a sudden I go into labor. This actually wasn't 14 years ago. This was probably 14 years and 4 days ago. Then, after all that, I go through about 3 days of labor. And boy, did that stink. It was miserable. I'm crying, I'm screaming, and then all of a sudden, little Takitu decides to come out. Luckily, I got the epidural at the last minute, gets the epidural, and now he wants to come out. Because I'm like, you know what, maybe we give her the epidural, she'll stop yelling and screaming, maybe the baby will come out. So we get the epidural, and he flies out like a football. My doctor, Dr. Kirsten Rogers, love her to death, caught him like a football. And I was like, damn, you're a good woman. She's like, I know, right? I should play for the Jets. Anyway, I'm not sure where that conversation went in terms of football, because I'm a Cowboy fan, but I didn't kick her. I was like, it's okay. So she has the baby, good baby. He's out, and I'm all messy. No meconium. A lot of times babies come out with poop all over them. He didn't, okay? Because sometimes babies during stress will poop during the labor. He didn't, okay? In fact, it really wasn't that much of a poopy kid, come to think of it. Okay? Whereas me, I poop all the time. Anyway, so while he's getting all cleaned up, the placenta didn't want to come. Now, the placenta is like your third stage of labor. Everybody's like, right after the baby's out, you're all done. No! You gotta drag that placenta out. Now, you don't really drag it. You gotta do uterine massage, and it's not fun at all. You gotta start adding some Pitocin. You gotta control some breathing. While this, you're making sure your baby's okay, and you're trying to pass this placenta. Now, usually we women, we don't really do much with the placenta. The placenta just releases on its own within a few minutes. But sometimes it really needs some coaxing. So here's my doctor really trying to coax out my placenta. The placenta don't want to do anything. Okay? Meanwhile, I start to get a little nauseous. So finally, the placenta drops out like that placenta. I have placental insufficiency. Do you guys know what placental insufficiency? It means my placenta was not sufficient enough to feed my baby. We actually had to induce him. That's why I had to have so much cervical ripening. We had to actually induce him at the 8-month mark, because at 7 months, he weighed about 7 pounds. All right? And so we're like, oh, he looks good. By the 8-month mark, he still weighed 7 pounds. So the kid wasn't gaining weight. Now, when you ask Takitu what was going on, he's like, I was on a diet. Leave me alone. You know, I was watching my carbs. I was vegan. I'm like, how the hell could you have been vegan? I wasn't eating vegan. Come on. So anyway, he didn't gain any weight in a month. So we're like, we are inducing that puppy, which is why it was so hard to ripen my cervix. My cervix really wasn't ripe, and now it's like stale. It's just, I don't know what it is. So anyway, he turns out, thank God, to be okay. Placenta comes out, and usually the placenta, remember I told you guys about the placenta coat. What's the placenta for? Well, the placenta is supposed to, feed the baby. The placenta is supposed to filter the blood bring mama's nutrients into the baby. And I had placental insufficiency where my placenta was rock hard. I was only 30 years old. Well, you know, I really wasn't advanced maternal age, you know, for medicine, but my placenta was like a brick. So he wasn't getting everything he needed from my placenta, especially fluid. So when that sucker came out, I mean, it felt like a brick. Now, usually what the placenta is supposed to do, it's supposed to be the instructions that comes out of the package. We've talked about this. So you open up a toy, you don't know how to play with the toy, so the instructions come out, and then you read the instructions. So when the baby comes out, there's no instructions. There's no folded up piece of paper or some cellophane thing, right? It's the placenta. So the big mistake we moms do is we don't read the placenta. Now, I don't know how to read a placenta. Okay, I mean, everybody wants to know what the secret of life is. The secret of life is to figure out how to, maybe through Braille, read that placenta. Now, I was so, you know, kind of in shock with everything going on. I was starting to vomit because the nausea medicine didn't kick in yet. And then as it was kicking in, I was starting to kind of have muscle weakness and I couldn't move. So I was having a couple little issues going on. So I never got a chance to read the placenta. And the placenta has the code. And you got to get on that fast, ladies. Whenever the placenta passes, or even guys, if you're in the room, grab that placenta before it goes to the cafeteria and, you know, gets used for the Jell-O. Grab that placenta and read it. I don't know how, but there is a code to that placenta. So I never got it. So now I have my kid. I don't know what the hell to do with him. Yeah, it was my second. But talking to him, we ended up calling him Brock Hunter. And I was like, look, dude, I didn't get to read the instructions. You know, you're on some diet, that I don't even believe in, because you're not supposed to be on a diet in my tummy. He's like, it's in utero. I'm like, quit talking. You're only one day old. And we didn't bond as much, you know, because I couldn't carry him. I couldn't hold him. I was very, very weak after I was given a Naproxen. And for some reason, for me, it caused horrible muscle weakness. So I couldn't hold him for the first few days. I tried breastfeeding him. And the best I could. So he and I started off in life really, really rough. And, you know, even though I've had days with him very similar to the ripening and the placenta dropping and the enema and all the other stuff I had to have, I still love the kid. And he's still my son. So ripe cervix or not, I love you, Brock. Happy 14th birthday. I couldn't, you know, think of a better kid to, be my talkie to, and I love you, and you're my is. See? All right, guys. All right, good. Ooh, almost got a little teary-eyed with that one. Oh, boy. Sorry for such a heartwarming tribute to my baby boy. Doggy-doo, happy birthday, Doggy-doo. Okay, don't go away. We'll be talking about Obamacare. 25% premium. This is ridiculous. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW. Or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com. Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. Thank you, Blake. Blake rocks. Yay! All right, guys, let's get right to it. Big headline of the day is the average premiums for popular Affordable Care Act plans, popular, I didn't know, realize that there were any that were popular, are jumping 25%. Now, this is no shock to you or I. I mean, we've been seeing this cluster happen year after year after year. But gosh darn it, and I really have to be careful with my words, okay, because I could get very, very passionate and very ticked off as I describe what's been happening. It's getting to the point where it's unbearable for most people. But there's a little bit of a twist to this that we need to talk about. So, according to the Washington Post, they say insurers are raising the 2017 premiums for a popular and significant group of health plans sold through healthcare.gov by an average of 25%. more than triple the percentage increase of this year's plans. The steep increase in rates serves broadly to confirm, they say, what has been evident piecemeal in recent months, where unfortunately we've had a bunch of unexpectedly sick Affordable Care Act customers. Some insurers are dropping out, actually a lot of insurers, and then some are remaining. I think Cigna is the only one that I think expanded to a couple other states, but we have United dropping, Aetna dropping many of their plans or states, and so it's obviously very, very concerning. The figures were announced today, so it obviously injected a new round of uncertainty into the future of the insurance exchanges that are a core feature of this 2010 healthcare law, which again I say is an absolute cluster. Health policy experts say the rising prices and shrinking insurance options add tumult to the coming ACA enrollment season. So as we're coming close to this election and all the discussion with the polls with Hillary and Trump, this scares a lot of us. Especially since if Hillary is winning in the polls, she has basically said she's going to continue the Affordable Care Act and, try and improve it, which could unfortunately dump more money into a very bad system. I don't think it's going to hurt Hillary's chances by saying, look, it stinks. All right. We're going to try to preserve the good, but we got to fix the bad. I don't think that'll hurt her chances at this point. So I am hoping the Hillary camp gets their act together when it comes to this, because this is frightening. They say in disclosing the 2017 rates, officials played down the impact of higher prices on consumers. They said more than 8 in 10 consumers will qualify for the subsidies that will cushion them from the effects of more expensive insurance. And they noted that as premiums go up, more Americans will be eligible for the tax credits. Okay, now some of you guys are like, wait a second. So if the rates are going up and the government is going to subsidize and pay more of the hundreds and thousands of dollars each month per family, who is paying the government for all these extra subsidies for all these high prices? You and I? In a conference call with reporters, two Department of Health and Human Services officials did not mention the average percentage increase in price. Instead, they mentioned the smaller 16% median increase. Ooh, that's small. A statistic that has not been in previous years' analyses. So, officials stress that if current customers shop around, many will find less expensive coverage than what they have. With subsidies, more than three-quarters of customers will be able to find a health plan next year, for which they pay $100 or less in monthly premiums. Now, if that's true, that's awesome. $100 or less monthly premium of health insurance. That's wonderful. But is that for everybody? No, it's not. So the average American is paying $800, $900, $1,000 a month for their health insurance and not qualifying for the subsidies. So they say the portraits of rates and availability of health plans in the law's marketplaces has become an annual ritual since exchanges began selling back in 2013. That's when this all, the law was passed in 2010, but the Obamacare exchanges started in 2013. The marketplaces will open for their fourth sign-up season, and the Obama administration is predicting that 11.4 million people will pick health plans by the end of January, about 1 million more than the number of Americans with such a coverage now. They say the 25% spike is the average increase. Okay, so that's average. That means some of them could see 30, 40% increase. There are 38 states that rely on the federal insurance exchange for the health plans on which the tax credits are based. The policy in each part of the country that has the second lowest rate among plans offering a silver tier of coverage. They say adding in 2017 premiums in the few states that run their own ACA marketplaces and had data available, the average is slightly lower, 22%. Okay, so they kind of go on talking about how the number of plans is declining by at least a third. I guess many states has gone from 47 down to 30. Competition is falling, according to the Washington Post, in all but four of the states. In Florida, the average marketplace customer will actually have three more plan choices. In Arizona, get this, the number of plans are going to plummet from 65 down to 4. 21% of the customers shopping in the federal exchange will find only one insurance company, compared with just 2% for 2016. And can I just say, in terms of choices, when you have 10 different insurance plans, all offering you $12,000 deductibles at $900 to $1,000 premiums, that's not a choice. That's not a choice. So, oh, you know what? I could pay $850 a month as opposed to $875 a month for a $20,000 deductible. I'll take that. That is not the capitalism, the competition that we need. Okay? And this is a concern. And you know, when you ask somebody that, let's say, did receive the subsidies, okay? Let's say they did receive the subsidies. Do they get the subsidies right off the bat? Do many actually get that price, that $800-$900 reduced all the way down to $100, so they only have to pay the $100? No. Many of them have to pay the $800-$900 and have to hope and wait that the government pays them back. You know, this is not as easy and Disneyland as they're trying to make it sound. Then you have a lot of medical providers that won't be on these covered insurances. There's some insurances where there's only 20 providers for the whole entire region. 20 providers, how's that supposed to handle a city of a million or two? So this is very, very concerning. Obviously, this has been, you know, huge in the headlines where there's been you know, concerns with this election on who's going to be the better fit to help this. Of course, Donald Trump seems to, you know, have the edge because he's going to, as he states, completely veto. I don't know if he could veto at this point, but, you know, completely reverse the Affordable Care Act, get rid of it, start over. We need a little bit more concrete plan from Donald Trump because you have people that are getting these subsidies, that are benefiting from the subsidies. You have people that have been able to benefit from the expansion to Medicaid, they're a little nervous. But here's my problem, and I've discussed this all the time, many times before. Being, I guess, eligible for Medicaid doesn't necessarily mean you are getting the care that you want. Okay? You getting a card, all right, does not hand you your prescription. It does not hand you the medical visit. So when I hear that many Medicaid patients cannot get into a doctor for months, how did this help? You know, that when you look at the amount of money that is being spent with the increase in subsidy, so they are going to offset, the government has already promised on yours and my tax back, that they are going to, as the rates skyrocket to 25%, they are going to subsidize. So that $1,200 premium, they'll subsidize 1,000 of it per person. Where is this money coming from? All that money, if the government can really give a grant to every person, and that's not the way it works. They probably have negotiating rates with the insurance companies. But if the government really pays that grant per person when they help subsidize it, couldn't that grant a person go for one hell of a medical system that we have, not a socialized system, but a system such that you could just walk into the clinic or get the CAT scan or get the, you know, there are Medicaid clinics or clinics in every city, in every precinct available for people to just walk in that day, not this 3-month wait. $1,000 a person a month, that there is a lot you could do with that money. I mean, personally, even though I think we need a systematic approach, I think getting rid of the Affordable Care Act has to be one of the first initial steps. This is ridiculous. All the Affordable Care Act is doing is helping give insurance companies more money. Because nobody's signing up for insurance and paying those stupid premiums if they're healthy. They're going to wait until they're sick. Yes, there's open enrollment once a year, but you don't have people saying, yeah, I'll have health insurance if I'm healthy. No, it's too expensive. The average American cannot afford these premiums, and these deductibles are ridiculous such that we are very underinsured. So, no, not enough choice. This is going to be very, very scary for some. So, bring your comments and your calls and your emails right away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ha 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 ha!
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Rebel, rebel.
Okay, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Timothy was asking, when do we get to enroll? We were talking about the healthcare.gov. I believe it's November 1st. However, you can already go and view plans. Michael is saying that he is being quoted $1,400 average monthly premium. $1,400. I started to look up mine. I put my husband and me. Our income, if we think we're going to have low use, medium use, high use. So I put low use, okay, so that we could get the cheapest rate possible. And right now, again, you cannot buy your plan yet, and open enrollment starts November 1st, but it actually will give you previews. So right now I am being told that for bronze,
which is the lowest plan. There's going to be 9 choices for me. It's going to be $847 a month, which is going to end up being about $11,000 a year, they say. Total yearly cost. I'd like to know what the deductibles are. Okay. Silver, they say it's going to be about $1,000 a month. Gold is $13. I have $1,300 a month for a gold plan. So, get this. I found a plan here for $723 a month. My deductible, $13,000. So, $13,000 deductible. Specialist, I have to pay $100 every time I see him. That's for an HMO. Primary doctor, $40 copay. Generic drug, $25 copay. If, after I hit my deductible, the $13,200, there should be no deductible for the emergency room after I hit that. Okay, let me see something that's not HMO. A bunch of HMO. There's a bronze HMO for $921, but the deductible lowers to only $9,900. Woo-wee, I want that one. Again, more HMO. Sorry, I just want to quickly look at this. Not because I'm signing up now. You can't sign up now. You have to sign up. But all of these are HMOs. I have not gotten away from an HMO. One of you had asked a few months ago, what is an HMO? The HMO had come out in the 80s and 90s to actually lower costs. The insurance company assigns you a provider. Sometimes you could choose, okay? But the insurance company assigns you a provider, and that's a provider you need to stick with for the year. That provider is the one that makes all the decisions for your referrals. So let's say you're like, you know what, I got this mole. I better go call my friendly dermatologist down the road. You got to go through your HMO provider. You go back to the HMO provider. So it may take a couple months to get in. The HMO provider has to look and decide if he even wants to or she wants to refer you. Then when they do, you have that wait, and then you see the provider. Many HMOs do not pay the doctor or the medical provider per visit. They pay a capitated rate. So you get, let's say, $5,000 for the month, but you have to see 500 patients for that as many times as they want. So, unfortunately, many people, when they call the HMO medical provider's office, they're like, we could see you next month. Like, well, wait a second. I'm having monthly premiums. I want to get in today. No, we don't have another appointment available. So the HMOs have unfortunately really faltered, which is unfortunately why Obamacare was able to sneak right in. Again, an HMO, $1,100 I could get if I want to lower my deductible down to $3,500. So if I pay $1,100 a month, I can lower my deductible to $3,500. I have still yet to see, I think every choice I have is HMO. There are no non-HMO plans, which means if I want to do anything, I have to talk to another provider. And you know me as a physician, I'm like, wait a second. I need to have a colonoscopy and I need to get this done. No, Dolly, I know you think you need that, but this is what I think. I'm like, I'm a doctor too. It's not going to go well. So from what I see here, I am only offered HMOs. And I don't like HMOs. I don't. All right. I want to see the provider that I want. Let's say there's a surgeon that I hear real good things about, and I want to see that surgeon. Or there's a surgeon I trained with. Okay. With an HMO, they won't pay for me to see the surgeon that I want to go to. They're only going to pay for the surgeon that they have on their HMO. So this is not a very, to me, these are not adequate products for my $1,100 a month that I'm going to be paying. That's ridiculous. Now, let's talk about the government repaying, like what's been going on here with the National Guard. From what we understand, nearly 10,000 National Guard troops in California have been ordered to repay reenlistment bonuses and other incentives doled out during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan after an audit in 2011 uncovered widespread fraud, mismanagement, and overpayment by the Guard in the state. Members of Congress, including Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, are now calling for a legislative fix. Others are also proposing an inquiry into whether problems recouping bonuses in the Guard stretch beyond California. They're also calling for the Pentagon to immediately cease collection on the bonuses. So apparently, they received either $20,000 or $40,000, some real good money. They spent it. Now all of a sudden they have to pay it back. When I saw this, it reminded me of what Medicare used to do. I don't know if they still do this, and they possibly could, where you do a service and they pay you. And then all of a sudden they come back and they say years later, you need to pay us back. And you hear of these doctors being given $30,000 bills, $50,000 bills from Medicare saying, you want to know what? It was a fraud, but when we paid you for that service, we really only wanted to pay you once. That just covers it all. So all those extra services we paid you for, give the money back. Luckily for me, I never did any high, fancy, expensive services in my office. So the only thing Medicare could turn around and ask money back for was urinalysis tests I ran. You run the urinalysis, then you have a handling fee of when you, take time out to process it, to give it to the lab, store properly, and, package it ready for the lab. So you have the urinalysis test and then the packaging for the lab. That you do. And that costs time and money. They decided that I needed to reimburse the packaging for the lab. Now, luckily, they reimbursed so little for that, I think $2 a urinalysis, that I only had to pay back about $250. So luckily, when I got that bill years later, I could handle a $250 bill. But imagine if Medicare came back saying, all right, you got to pay me $30,000, $40,000 back. All right, well, that's what these unfortunate veterans are being asked to do. Now, I get what happened. Okay? Some people got in these incentives that should have never gotten it. Apparently, the military has long paid, according to the New York Times, reenlistment bonuses and given other incentives, repayment of college loans, etc. And the practice accelerated during Iraq and Afghanistan wars. The budget for reenlistment incentives nearly doubled between 2000 and 2008 to $1.4 billion. And I have no problem with the incentives. I think it's great. Rewarding people that are serving this country and incentivizing them, I think, is phenomenal. They say the California Guard held seminars where troops filed through an assembly line-style reenlistment process. The reenlistments were overseen by Master Sergeant named Tony Jaff of Citrus Heights, California. Apparently, he, quote-unquote, lavished troops with bonuses and forgiveness of student loans. A federal inquiry in 2010 estimated that as much as $100 million in improper bonuses might have been paid. The Guard says that's closer to $70 million. Ms. Jaff, who has since left the military, pleaded guilty in 2012 to approving more than $15 million in fraudulent claims. So, the case sparked an audit. They combed through 35,000 records, and they found at least 100 people were involved in outright fraud. Now, unfortunately, since a vast majority of soldiers received improper bonuses, okay, that they relied on and that they thought people knew what they were doing, so that you get this money. Really, I get this money? Great. So they were innocent with all this. They now have to pay this back. So, I mean, this is not the first time. The government, I see this all the time in medicine. We're going to ask for money back. So I don't know if they're going to be able to just forgive all that. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if they're veterans, leave them be. I mean, you know, they served our country. Let you incentivize them, but I don't know if the government's going to do it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Frank on the line. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Well, as good as can be expected, given my two medical questions, but I do have my priorities. I've been trying to navigate your website for your NFL picks, past or present, or future ones coming this week, and I don't know how to get into wherever you do that.
All right, it's on my blog. When you look on the side, as you see my articles, the headlines, etc., when you scroll down, it has the NFL picks. Uh-huh. I don't have this week's picks because the NFL injury report hasn't come out yet for this week. But also my blog is at...
I'm not very computer literate. I know how to get what I want, and I've never done a blog before, so how would I go to your blog?
Just scroll down. Just scroll down on my website where you start to see the articles that either talk about the election depression or flu or whatever. So when you see it on the side, it scrolls down, and then you can find it.
Okay. Otherwise, okay. I'll be bothering you again. Real quickly, what's the worst week you ever had since you've been applying this, and how long have you been using this method?
Oh, the method. I think the worst week is when I said the Broncos were going to win the Super Bowl, and they messed up with the safety. So that was probably the worst time. I usually average anywhere from 60-70% with my Super Bowl picks, about 85%. So it wasn't this year's Bronco win, but a few years back the Bronco loss. So
you've been doing it for a couple of years. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not to be rude. I just don't want to take up a lot of time. I used to be 5'11 and 3/4, and I'm just under 5'10. I'm 54 years old. Is that a clear indication of spinal stenosis and a lot of pain?
Are you okay? Well, where's your pain?
It's like someone's taking I forget which one, you're pitching a tent, putting those things that go into the ground inside to the right to the outside of the neck, but parallel with the shoulders, going straight down.
Okay, well, your height shouldn't be so much an issue. A lot of us will lose our height because the discs start to dry out in between the vertebrae. So as our shock absorbers start to dry out a little bit, we'll lose a little bit of height. So losing a half an inch or an inch, I'm not surprised, over the past decade or so. But the pain itself, you've got to probably get an MRI. And the MRI will tell you know, you and your provider if you have some spinal stenosis. Well, you got the narrowing. Spinal stenosis, many times you'll also get the lack of sensation or the pain going down to your arms or to your legs. Do you have any radiculopathy?
Yeah, I've got 5 ruptured discs. The bone doctor told me back in 97, he was making me out a prescription for Percocet, and I said, Doc, do I have to take those? And he said no. And as I started to walk out, I said, hopefully I won't have to see you for a while. And he said, Frank, there's going to come a day when you beg for these, and that day is probably here now. So,
live in Vegas, right? You live in Las Vegas?
Correct.
Yeah, so maybe Nevada legalizing marijuana may help you out a little bit. I don't know what. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to go to my third question. You kind of answered, and I'm leaning towards the edible med, but they're not cheap, especially these dispensaries. I'd rather go black market and get a better price, but sometimes you don't know what you're getting there. But my last medical question is COPD terminal?
It can be. Do you still smoke?
No, but I did enough damage with secondhand occupation. I didn't believe in secondhand smoke. I would let people smoke in my cab in winter with the windows up. I was a poker dealer and a bartender, and then I fell in love with fine cigars, and I inhaled for 20 years, and I'm paying the price.
COP, are you on oxygen right now?
They gave me a nebulizer, but I'm on three inhalers, and I was on one, and now I'm on three. I'm on a Combivent, the Symbicort, and the Preventail. But my concerns are I'm getting close to the time frames. You know, last year I only I would take one hit of the Symbicort, or 18 months ago, and it would be good for the whole day. I wouldn't need anything else. And now I'm starting to use all three, which tells me that the good disease is either building up immunity or it's just overwhelming my lungs. I'm not sure, a few things.
I mean, the fact that you stop smoking, and if you are away from the pollutants and the bad air and the secondhand smoke, that and you aren't smoking cigars, the better off you're going to be. You shouldn't continue to crump unless there's other exacerbating factors that you don't know about. Is the air getting worse? I mean, we've had some rain recently that cleared out the air, luckily, but if you live in a very dusty environment or there's new construction near you, yes, you're going to start to worsen again. But if you quit smoking, and if you've already kind of turned your life around with the breathing, then any deterioration of the lungs could be very environmental, or it may not necessarily be the COPD. So you need to have a lung doctor take a peek at you and, you know, see exactly what's going on. Make sure they're checking your heart. Make sure you got some HEPA filters. Like my filters, they are always dusty. Every month we got to change them, and I still can't believe how dirty they are. So maybe the air you're breathing isn't as good as you think, and that's why you're having these issues. And make sure you get your flu shot and your pneumonia shot, because we're coming into flu season.
Well, yeah, every 18 months to 2 years, they've been sending me to the respiratory therapist. I get on that machine, and it's bad news. They have with the computer, they show the decline from the time I was diagnosed to the present. And I figure I've got a little bit less than 50% lung capacity now. But on the humorous side, the original cast of Saturday Night Live, Gilda Radner and Bill Murray did mm-hmm. a segment on stupid people have the right to be stupid in this country. So I'm going to leave you with that part.
All right. Well, good luck, Frank. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate you calling.
Bye-bye.
1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, he brought up, he brought up, like, edible marijuana, and he brought up cost. This is something that, as many states have marijuana on the ballot, there's been a lot of discussion on, some people are very, very, hopeful and optimistic that now they'll have, you know, something that they could go to help with their pain. But the cost is going to be very obstructive. It's not going to be that simple where you could buy marijuana like you could buy a pack of cigarettes. And as you know, cigarettes is going up. Why? Because the government's involved in taxing it. So marijuana is going to be very, very expensive. And the edible forms are going to be very expensive. And anybody with COPD, there is no way in heck I'm going to say go ahead and smoke some pot ever. What if they are found to have severe pain and severe issues that would warrant some use of marijuana? Would I suggest edible? Yeah. Yep, I wouldn't mind doing that. And so my concern is what you're hearing is, as a lot of people are contemplating what's going to happen in their neck of the woods with the marijuana being legal, you have many people discussing how they're probably going to grow it. And I don't know what the legalities is on that, but you're going to have many people grow marijuana such that then they don't have to pay the high taxes, they don't have to pay the high rates, they could grow it themselves and have their own stash. I'm a little nervous that it's going too quickly. The legalization of marijuana is going to happen too quickly for us to be prepared. But it's interesting, because for spinal stenosis, I wouldn't be surprised if later we see an indication for it. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.